Hey, everyone. It's Howie D. from Hard Edge Radio and NationalRockReview.com. Right now on the phone, we've got Eric Wagner and Jeff Ole Olsen from The Skull.
How you doing?
How's that for an intro? What's going on, guys?
Nothing much. We're having a great interview right now with you.
And it just started, so how do you know it's going to be great?
Because it always is.
They're always fun. For sure, man. Hey, first and foremost, let me just get this out of the way. I want to say thank you guys personally. I was such a big Trouble fan, and the fact that you guys kind of got that whole kind of doomish metal going. I remember being this young 15, 16-year-old kid, and it was great. The freshness of this, of something new was amazing and something I really dug. So thank you guys for that.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, we didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, for sure.
But thank you.
Yeah, pretty cool. Hey,
it's bizarre that we are even standing here right now, all this 30 something years later, and still get to talk about it. That's the cool part, really.
Oh yeah. You know? No, that's awesome. Hey, I know there's still quite a few people that don't know about this newer project, so let's fill them in, man. Tell us a little bit about The Skull.
The Skull.
Well, it's kind of just started out as just a joke in a way. I mean, at first I was just kidding with the guys, but then the more we started, you know, talking about it, the more we were all going, hey, you know, this would be a lot of fun. You know, all three of us were at a festival in Milwaukee, a Doom thing, and them guys joined me up on stage with Blackfinger, and we did a bunch of Trouble stuff. And I remember, wow, this is fun. You know, it's been a long time up until that point, and we all had a blast, and then I'm like, hey, man, you guys want to start a tribute band? And they were just like, what do you mean? I go, well, tribute to Trouble. Like, I look and sound exactly like the singer, and you guys are just like the bass player and drummer. It's fucking scary, you know?
That's awesome.
So, I mean, it was kind of funny at first, but then we're like, why not? You know, let's do the old stuff, since we weren't really doing that anymore.
Yeah.
And plus, we wanted to keep it separate from them guys, because they were coming out with a new record, and I know them guys, even when I was still in the band at the end. Now, we were doing mostly the Deaf American and later, at that point.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, we haven't done this stuff in a long time. Let's just make The Skull this. And it's separate from them, and it's our own identity, and all of a sudden, here we are with a new record. It's awesome.
That's great.
How things just went forward, and I'm having maybe the best time, you know.
Cool.
Right now, as I ever did.
So. Oh, cool. Jeff, anything you want to add?
Yeah, it was just like he said, that Doomfest in Milwaukee, twice it took me to get finally into the idea.
Yeah.
I played two different times, and it was really great. We were sitting with Eric by the bar there, and sounded great. And then once we started doing playing live, that helped us put together our recorded material, and then, wow, all of a sudden, this is fun, man.
Yeah, cool. This may be more known than I'm aware of, but why exactly did you guys leave? Was it creative differences, or was it just time? You felt it was time to move on?
For me, I've left so many times, it's usually financial, and it was a lot of other things, you know, little bits and pieces of things along the way, that losing trust, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Eric?
For me, I think it was probably time to move on. My favorite part about being in a band is making new music and stuff, and it just seems like at that point, you know, I had a bunch of songs which was going to be Blackfinger, and, you know, it just didn't seem like that it was going to go anywhere at that point, you know, and I was kind of tired of touring at that time and just playing the same songs every night, you know, and I needed a break again. It's probably the second time I did that, but actually the first time I think I went, same reasons, went and did Lid, you know, but then, you know, working on new music and stuff and started getting the itch again, and then The Skull came about, and which also was going to be as fresh because of the guys, all the guys that are involved and stuff, you know, contributing to the music and stuff, and there was no restrictions on all that. It was just everybody worked together to try to make it the best record we can, and I think we did that, and it's all fresh and new to me again, too, and I'm all excited. I'm ready. I was weird before you got connected, you know. I'm like, send me some stuff, send me some songs, you know.
That's awesome.
Same with the other guys. All right, I'm sitting here doing nothing. Let's might as well work out some new music, you know.
Yeah, no,
like
that's
I
cool.
Said, that's my favorite part about being in a band.
Absolutely.
Anyway, is creating new stuff. So
absolutely. Hey, the debut album from The Skull is out now. For those which are asleep, tell us a little bit about this debut CD from you guys.
Heavy record. The vinyl's awesome.
It came together great. Like I said, everybody contributed, and that for me, that's what I wanted. You know, I wanted everybody involved. I think it keeps people happy, and that they're actually a part of it instead of, you know, sometimes before, people weren't really, encouraged a lot of times to contribute and stuff. And I think that's probably the greatest part about The Skull, that it's all one for all and all for one. And the goal was just to make a great record. And, you know, me personally, I don't care if my mom wrote the songs. Like, it's like to make a great record.
Yeah.
You know, so I even kept my nose pretty much out of the music this time and just concentrated on lyrics. I mean, I would voice my opinion. Who can keep my big mouth shut? But, you know, arrangement-wise in the field that comes from a singer. So we all had our little things and parts. And, you know, when we got together to pre-production, you know, the songs come in a certain way, and they're probably not finished quite yet. And then we all just kind of sat and played them and finished it. So everybody always had their two cents and valued everybody's opinion and stuff like that. And we just take nothing personal and just make a great record.
Yeah, no, for sure. No. Hey, with all these years and albums in your past, have you learned to do anything different as far as the recording process? Did you find out any easier way to do something, or what have you kind of learned in all the albums you've recorded?
Well, I'll say one thing, that we did this live rather than just Dropbox and sending each other the parts after we worked on it and then put it together. All, you know, different states away. We got a guy in Pennsylvania. Well, two guys in Pennsylvania now, and I'm in Maine, and then they're out in Chicago. But we all met in Chicago and have worked through the parts to hear what they sound like in a room, you know? And that changes everything. You realize, hey, that part is working or not working, and you adjust it on the spot. Hey, what if you do it, you know, four times instead of eight, you know? And that is like going backwards in technology rather than using technology. The old way was better to write the music, I think. And so I think we should stick to that way of writing.
No, I agree. It's less lazy, too. Eric, what do you think?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to be open-minded, too, to changes. Like, because, like, for me, you know, I'm listening to it on my computer in my room, writing to it, and, you know, I get maybe in front of the mic or in the studio, and, hey, man, it don't work. It works in my head at home. You know, so yeah, you always have to be open for changes, like, because it's never going to be the same, you know, as when you're actually singing the song. For me, I can't speak for them guys, but for me, once I sing live with the band or in the studio, some things didn't work. So I think you just have to be open-minded, and like I said, the main thing is leave your ego at home in front of the mirror and just be open-minded to people's opinions. And I got a million ideas. That doesn't mean they're all right or all good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But you'll find out eventually.
We will. We will find out.
For
but
sure.
You can't be mad if somebody goes, that don't work, you know?
Oh, of course.
Well, okay, that's cool. Let's try something else, you know?
Yeah, true. Hey, two more, and I'll let you go. I see some dates getting put together for December, taking you pretty much up to the holidays. With the new album out, do you guys plan on doing a lot more touring starting next year?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. I mean, we're doing this little December run. You know, the album's fresh and stuff. But I think, you know, most of it's going to then come in the springtime. The album's out. People have heard it. People know the songs and stuff. And, you know, probably go to Europe and hit some of the festivals. And there's some places in the States that we haven't played yet and haven't seen Jeff with us. And, you know, right now we're doing some Psalm 9 things. It's the 30th anniversary of it.
Yeah.
Actually, we've done the album's entirety a few times already, and we might do it a couple times on this tour. We'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing some new tunes also. eventually I would love to do the album in its entirety, you know, as a piece. Like, I think it would be fun.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, one more, and I'll let you go. If you could put together a dream lineup and tour the world, four other bands and the Skull, who would be your dream lineup to tour? Past or present?
I don't know.
putting you on the spot?
I think it depends, I guess, how you're looking at it. I mean, if you're looking at it as far as heavy doom kind of thing, I think Sabbath would be the headliner.
Okay.
And then the Skull, Pentagram. One more, who would it be? Like Candlemass or something, you know?
Okay, cool.
I think would be the three, the Skull and Pentagram, Candlemass, kind of first generation Sabbath, you know?
There you go.
So it's nothing to take away from the ones after us, but I think as far as the doom world, I think it would be a wet dream for a lot of people, that right there.
Cool.
Dream bands to tour with, wow, man. The Stones, the Arthur Brown, the Kinks.
The dream one would be the Beatles, the Doors, and Pink Floyd and the Skull. We'd have to open.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I agree with that one.
That's good.
You know, and then there's another one with Deep Purple would be cool, too, okay. You know.
No, absolutely. I guess there's a couple different ways you could look at it.
The doom world, but overall, yeah.
Yeah. I mean. Hey, guys, we've been talking to Eric Wagner and Jeff Olson from The Skull. The debut CD is out in stores now, so pick that up. It's called For Those Which Are Asleep. Hopefully a Detroit date soon. I'm hoping to see you guys. So thanks so much for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, man.
All right, man. We'll hopefully see you in Detroit soon, brother. I'm looking for the announcement.
Yeah,
all right.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. You too.